And good Monday morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and coming up this hour, we are going to get an outdoors update, and we'll do that here first. We'll have Ben Jedlicka and Todd Levin here joining us here momentarily. We'll also, later on this hour, going to be joined by Kristen Brighton from New Boston Creative Group, along with Sarah Dugan from Meadowlark. And we're going to be talking about the Meadowlark Holiday Classic. That'll be coming up this weekend. We'll be talking about that coming around 9:35 this morning. Again, as mentioned, though, we start, as we normally do, the last day of the month, talking outdoors. We've got a couple guests joining us via Zoom today. Ben Jedlicka is one of them. He's game warden with the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism. How are you doing today, Ben?
I'm doing terrific.
Pleasure to talk to you once again. Todd Levin's also joining us here from Tuttle Creek State Park, the manager up there. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you both on here this morning. Ben, we'll start with you first. As I understand, we've got firearm deer season getting just right around the corner here.
It is. Now, a firearm deer season just closed yesterday, and that was on Fort Riley. And that is offset from the statewide Kansas firearm season. And the firearm season starts on Wednesday, and that might seem a little bit odd, but the fact it starts on Wednesday allows, I think that the when that was invented, that was the thinking behind that was, let's let landowners and locals get into the field and get a few deer out on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, before the big rush comes on Saturday. And I don't know if that goes on in other states so much, but it helps to distribute the people. Some people are done hunting on Wednesday night and some on Thursday night. And it does get crowded, and there are safety considerations when you have a lot of people in the field for that short time that the firearm deer season is open.
And not just safety, obviously with COVID, but safety just in general, right?
Yes. The requirements are, and the requirements are that hunter orange is worn by those hunting deer. Now, looking back at this past November, it seems that October kind of lasted up until what? Yesterday. We had 80, 70 degree days in all through the month of November. In fact, Thanksgiving, now I heard your guys' controversy and I want to weigh in on this. And Thanksgiving wasn't that long ago, but I got to go kayaking on Thanksgiving. And that is the greatest thing. It was a very nice day on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The weather was great, and that's maybe not always typical. I remember a couple years ago, it's snowing pretty hard. I think a couple days after Thanksgiving, we had a real big snowstorm in 2018. And so
it's the exception. It's the exception. And sometimes we get that exception on Christmas, too. And I call that a motorcycle Christmas when it breaks 65 degrees on Christmas Day. That's the exception, but it sure was nice this past Thanksgiving. And you guys had a subject that came up before Thanksgiving, and this is going to apply to Christmas too. Pumpkin pie should be room temperature or slightly chilled. I don't know how you can have warm pumpkin pie because the turkey is in the oven, and pumpkin pie is sometimes days before the turkey. And the way pumpkin pie needs to be eaten is not warm.
Thank you very much. I 100% agree with you. You are right on with that point right there. I hate hot pumpkin pie. It's just not as good. It doesn't taste as good.
It needs to age a little bit. And sometimes if it's made the day before, the quality doesn't go down whatsoever.
Yep. I 100% agree with you there.
Now, you're coming back from some isolation, and I want you to know that it's done wonders for you. you have moved from the KMAN news director, Brandon Peoples of the Dan Rather stuff, to a much, you've got plenty of rest, plenty of to eat, and it shows. You've changed since your isolation.
Well, thank you. I'll take a compliment if I get a compliment here on the air.
No one else has mentioned this?
No, no one's mentioned that. Thank you very much. And now Dave's quarantining himself now. He also tested positive last week, so hopefully he'll get through this with just minor symptoms like I had. I know he's lost his sense of smell and taste. We understand, and he posted something about it on Facebook yesterday, so I'm not breaking any news here. But.
Well, I hope that that didn't occur until after the Thanksgiving dinner. That would kind of mess it up.
Yeah, I think it was before, unfortunately, so he may not have tasted his Thanksgiving turkey this time around, but yeah, prayers to him, obviously.
Now, there is a turkey season open, too, and I will warn those that are going out in the field starting on Wednesday. I mean, it applies to all times, but just wearing a little bit of orange can keep you safe, at least an orange hat. Now, the requirement for the deer hunters is that they have an orange vest and an orange hat, but anyone else, I know that it's on my calendar all the time, is to go find a cedar tree, and that's what we use as a Christmas tree. Of course, with permission, take out some cedars, and that can, they kind of got a downside, and most people won't mind if you ask that you cut down a cedar tree. But the point I make is anyone out in the field, wear that orange hat, have some orange with you in order just to keep you safe. A bird hunter isn't required to have an orange hat, but it only makes sense, especially starting with this firearm deer season on Wednesday. And then there's one more safety tip. I know that, you know, hunters are few and far between. By the way, I looked at the graph, and we are still at an elevated deer accident area, but it's going down. So as we talked last month, the deer accidents go from 200 or 300 to 600 or 800 to 900, and then ramp back down. And right now we're back to statewide kind of 400 accidents a day, going back toward the 200 and 300 a day. So there's still a hazard out there as far as driving. In fact, a deer always looks bigger when it's 4 feet from your bumper. And I missed one on Saturday after dark, but it was a huge deer, and it was huge because it was 4 feet from my bumper.
Wow. That's crazy. I think I saw over the weekend there was a couple of accidents in Geary County that were like not very far apart. You know, the people were okay, but you know, just to see that happen in such a short range and short time period, I mean, it just shows you that there's a lot of them out right now.
And that statewide number that I was talking about and talked about that graph last month was that may be a little bit delayed because we're in northern Kansas and it's a statewide number. Very, very possibly we are still somewhat more elevated than the statewide number. So we're below the peak, but there's still a deer driving hazard. And with the change in, well, there's, we all are driving more at dusk and dawn because they occurred at a different time now.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm talking with Ben Jedlicka here with the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism. One thing I think it's probably important to remind people, too, is if you are out hunting, you want to make sure that you're doing so in a public hunting site and not on private property.
Well, the public hunting, you couldn't live in a better place to take advantage of public hunting. Just within 30-minute drive, you can be at the Tuttle Creek Wildlife Area, you can be at the Milford Wildlife Area, you can hunt on Fort Riley. Now, Fort Riley does have some additional hoops to jump through in order to hunt on Fort Riley, but the number of acres of those three areas is just jaw-dropping in comparison to any other place in Kansas. On top of that, there are Weehaw areas. Now, Weehaw area is an area that is leased by the state from private landowners in order to provide for public hunting. And that, in order to lease that property, we really need to get away from the I-70 corridor. So as soon as you get up Marshall County, Washington County, somewhat in Clay County, there's a lot more area that you can hunt. And there are no restrictions. When you have a hunting license, you are able to access that property. On top of that, this is kind of a pilot program. I think we're in the third year. There is iWeehaw. And I don't want to confuse matters, but the iWeehaw, you check in the night before, and then it is for limited access. So once you're checked in, you have not exclusive use, but for example, it may allow two groups of three. And so if you get checked in the night before, you're one of the two groups of three. And if you have six people and you're lucky enough to get, because it is kind of a time, a time crunch. It's only after two groups are checked in, it's closed. So the next morning or the next day, you have access to that property in somewhat of an exclusive use. And I use that exclusive use a little bit, not a precisely exclusive use. So those properties are, that public hunting area is also, opportunity is there.
All right.
And I don't want to leave until I talk about the fishing, because that whole month of November was, the weather was much more like October, and the trout pond is doing good. They are catching some nice trout there, and it was a perfect month to catch trout. And that would be down in Todd's area, down at Willow Lake, which is adjoining River Pond. And I got one more thing.
Okay.
One more hunting thing, Brandon.
Sure.
Squirrel hunt planned for February 6th.
February 6th. So mark your calendars for that.
It's on a Saturday.
Okay. Do you need any special permit you need for that? Or?
Oh, you would need a hunting license. And I'll get to talk about it again. But just put it on your calendar. It'll be a Saturday. And I heard Stephen talking about snow. So you can really find a squirrel when there's snow on the ground.
Yes, indeed. I can imagine that. Well, Ben, a little bit out of time here. We're going to take a break. Appreciate it. And we'll get to Todd Lovin up next here on News Radio KMAN.